fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the 25th day of September. The prep tip today is to get yourself merino wool socks, gloves, hats, and underwear. You'll be very glad to do it. I use my merino wool socks every day of the year, whether it's 10 below or 110 above. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Yes, he will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And we're waiting with bated breath for the firearms tip of the week, sir.
Okay, I'm going to lay some background for this tip of the week. I was at a gun show about 20 years ago in a small town outside of St. Louis. And a gentleman was trying to understand the difference between a NATO 5.56 chamber and a Remington 223 chamber. And he was trying to prove that NATO ammunition would not work in a Remington 223 chamber in an AR-15. So here we are at a gun show, this public building, I guess they rent it out for gun shows or whatever, concrete floor, right? And this guy chambers a round, NATO round, in a 223 chamber. The gun slam fires. The gun was on safe. His finger was not on the trigger. And the gun was pointed down towards the floor. And the round hit the concrete floor and fragged about 31 people's legs. Whoa. As the bullet fragmented from hitting the concrete. So concrete chips and bullet fragments, copper jacket and core fragments went into people's legs just below their calves, all around him. I was wearing boots. I had 2 frags in the left side of my boot. of course, everyone was startled and shocked, and people were drawing their pistols, thinking that there was a threat. And no, there wasn't a threat. But let's talk about slam fire, right?
Right.
Why do semi-auto weapons slam fire? Nobody's pulling the trigger. Guns are on safe. Safety mechanisms work just fine. Why do they slam fire? I'm going to talk specifically about the Eugene Stoner M16, M4, AR-15 type system. Now, I'll give you one more story as background, and then we'll explain how we do this properly. So I was issued a Mark 11 Mod 0 early in my career. I took it to the range to practice with, and I noticed that it ejected shells really high and kind of far from me when I was in a prone position. Well, that's a bad thing if you're in a covert situation and you don't want brass flying through the air, because the glint off the sun in the daytime can give your position away, makes it harder to collect the brass. And I knew that the bench rest shooters at the time would take their bolt gun bolts out of the gun, they'd pull the ejector plunger out, and they'd trim two or three coils off the spring, and then they'd put it all back together. And when they opened their bolts, the brass would get thrown out about 15 inches from the gun and just land. And they could put a box on the bench so that when they opened their bolt in the shooting competition, the brass would fly out and land in the box. Wouldn't go very far. So I got this bright idea as a young man that I was going to pull the ejector plunger out of my Mark 11 Mod 0, and I was going to trim a couple coils off the spring so the brass didn't fly as far. I thought, this is going to be really cool. I'll have a less chance of getting caught on a stock. So anyway, I take the gun to the range, point it downrange, set it on a bipod, got a bag on the bench, stick a magazine in, close the bolt. Boom, the gun goes off.
Right.
Now the gun's on safe. I'm not pulling the trigger. My finger's not even in the trigger guard, yet a bullet went out the barrel. That was the day that Sam Andrews learned that Eugene Stoner had two functions for the ejector plunger and the spring. The first function was to eject the empty brass as the gun cycled. But the second and equally important function was to decelerate the bolt and the firing pin before the gun locked up. And this brings us to the heart of the matter. An AR-15, an M4, an M16 can and will slam fire. If you get brass shavings, you get powder fouling, you get any kind of gunk in the ejector plunger area of the front of your bolt, and that thing sticks even partially down or sticks all the way down, and you close the bolt trying to load around into the chamber of the gun, it will slam fire. If that spring gets old and worn out, it will slam fire. If that ejector plunger doesn't function at full force and decelerate the bolt in the firing pin before the bolt locks up, it will slam fire. Now, that sounds really, really dangerous, and actually it is. How do we make sure we never have a negligent discharge slam fire with our M16, M4, or AR-15. There's a couple of hard and fast rules. The first rule is never, ever, ever close the bolt on an AR-15, an M16, or an M4 without being in the sights, the sights on the target, and the gun pointed downrange. Don't do it. I know it's tempting. Do not do it. Now, typically on an M16, M4, AR-10, any type of Eugene Stoner system, you have a forward assist. So people ask me, well, what if I'm not at the range? What if I'm in a parking lot and there's violence? Or what if I'm at home and I need to load my weapon? I'm not at a range. I don't have a berm to point the gun at a target with a berm behind it. I don't have any of those things. How do I load the weapon? The answer is the forward assist. So what you do is you very carefully hold on to the charging handle with the charging handle back, and you release the bolt and you lower the charging handle and the bolt onto the back of the round, and you put it in the chamber at low speed. It's probably not going to lock up all the way. So once you let go, once the bolt's as far forward as it'll go and you let go of the charging handle, then you hit that forward assist until the bolt goes all the way into lockup. That's the same technique that SOG, Studies and Observation Group in Vietnam, used And that is the reason there is a forward assist on the AR-15, the M4, the M16. The original M16A1 did not have a forward assist on it. Studies and Observation Group, SOG, in Vietnam requested a forward assist so that they could quietly load a round safely when they were in thick jungle and the enemy was close, and they didn't want the enemy to hear that bolt slam home loading a round.
In that environment, that metallic sound travels quite a distance, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. You hear it from 120 yards away, easily. And if you're in the jungle, thick jungle, and you're 20, 30 yards from the enemy, you do not want them to hear you or hear your rifle close. And so SOG made the request for a forward assist. The request was granted. And that not only gave you the ability to load your weapon in a danger-close situation quietly, but it also gives you the ability to load your weapon safely when you don't have a target and a berm to point the gun at. Because normally you want to hit that bolt release button and let that bolt fly home full force so it locks up reliably.
Right.
But in a situation where you can't do that, you can use a combination of control with the charging handle and the forward assist to get your gun fully into lockup. Now, keep in mind, if your gun's clean and well lubricated, it'll be a lot easier to do than if it's dirty.
But
be aware that you should never slam a bolt home on an AR-15 or a semi-auto weapon system, okay, without controlling the speed of the bolt and using the forward assist. Let's talk about other semi-auto weapon systems that have the potential to slam fire.
Okay.
You can take a slide, okay, from a Glock or any other semi-auto pistol that doesn't have a big hammer in the way, right? If it's a striker fire design, you can ease the slide down on the round. It won't lock up all the way, but as long as your trigger finger is on the slide and out of the trigger guard system, you can smack the back of the slide forward and get it to lock up fully, and you should. If you have to charge a pistol in an area where you cannot point it at a berm safely.
Another aspect of this is we learned in Vietnam to, when a guy's riding helicopters, to have all the muzzles facing down instead of up, didn't we?
Absolutely.
So if there was an accidental discharge, there was less harm caused. All the important stuff to keep the helicopter flying, for the most part, is above the people in the aircraft as opposed to below.
Yeah, you've got the engine, you've got the rotor, you've got the bearings, all the things that allow that blade to spin and keep you airborne are above you in that scenario.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's a great tip of the week, and I hope people will pay heed, Sam. We'll see.
Yeah, it's incredibly dangerous. Like the worst thing, and you watch all these videos on YouTube, it just makes me cringe. They've got supposedly qualified instructors there. They're on a gravel parking lot at a range, or, you know, not gravel range, or a concrete floor on the range, and they have their guns pointed down at the concrete, and they're all slamming their bolts home to charge their guns. I'm just like, you have to be kidding me. Tell me professionals do not allow their students to do this. Remember my story about the gun show. Do not point your AR-15, your M4, your M16 at a concrete floor, stick a magazine in it, and slam the bolt home with the gun pointed down. Do not do it. Point it at the berm before you close the bolt. Get in the habit of doing that so you don't frag your legs or frag someone near you when the bullet hits. Now, at the Freedom Center, our wood decks at our firing lines, we have fine sand underneath the wood, and it's deep. And then we have fine gravel underneath that. So if someone did do that, the bullet would penetrate the wood, be absorbed by the sand and the gravel, and would not frag anyone's legs. And that's by design. We try to design the absolute safest range possible. These ranges with concrete floors and these people that point their guns at the ground when they charge them, that is a no-go. That is a bad deal. Don't do it.
Roger that. Roger that. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about training. We got a caller and didn't really get through the schedule of what's available.
Let's do that.
We've got Enhanced Urban Vehicle Class October 6th, 7th, and 8th. There's still a couple spots left open in that. We have a Stop the Junction Bleed course, which is very specialized first aid, and two of the best instructors in the world for that. On October 12th, we have another class on the 13th. We have a Combat Medic Level 1 course where you'll be shooting and treating injuries while you're on the move. It's an incredible course with excellent instructors. It's a two-day course on the 14th and 15th. I think we have two or three slots still left open in that. We have a precision reloading course on October 20th at 2 p.m. I think October 20th is probably a Friday. Usually it's a Friday or a Monday when we do those courses. Yeah, that'll be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Precision reloading course. How do you load ammo accurate enough to shoot sub-3-inch groups at 1,000 yards? That's what we're teaching in that particular class. Then we have our last 1,000-yard shooting course, October 21st and 22nd. You're learning how to use your optics, how to sync the parallax minimization knob to your ocular lens. You're learning how to hold the rifle properly so you reproduce barrel harmonics and you control vertical dispersion. You're learning how to read the wind. You're learning what wind to shoot in. You're learning how to synchronize your trajectory to your reticle so you don't have to dial knobs and be slow. You can produce a fast, accurate shot. This is the best way to shoot at long range ever devised. I promise you, you will never go back to dialing scope knobs after you've taken this course. Then November 4th and 5th, we have an enhanced marksmanship tactical rifle course. You're learning how to shoot with your heart rate up. And then on November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, we have the last basic tactical handgun and rifle course of the year. I think we have six slots still open in that course. And I think a lot of the Hagman people are going to be in that course. So if you want in that course, give me a call. The last class of the year, we'll have an advanced one tactical course December 2nd and 3rd. And that will be the last of the basic courses that are on our schedule. Some of these courses have prerequisites. So if you're interested in the course, give me a call. We'll explain to you what you need to know to get in those courses.
All right. And that number is 417-718-2597. And I hope people will look at these classes and consider them and go ahead and sign up. A limited availability. And once they're filled up, right?
Yeah, we only take 12 per course is the maximum on, and the precision courses, we only take six. So if you want in these courses, you need to generally call and get scheduled in 2 to 4 weeks before the course, or they're probably full. So these courses typically fill out. And we won't be doing any training until the last 2 weeks of April of next year. There'll be no training between December, the beginning of December and the end of April. So if you're saying to yourself, oh, I don't have to go in October or November, I can just take a class in December or January. No, we give our instructors a good 3.5 months away from the training so they're fresh in April and they're excited about teaching again and they're not burnt out.
Right. Well, that's a good idea. We have a sharp winter in South Central Missouri, but it is winter. It's once it gets to a certain temperature, it's not fun being on the range anymore. It's tough. It's hard.
Well, so if we could get some more snow down here, sakes, because there's going to be a winter here in the next 2 or 3 years where we get a ton of snow. If we do that, we're going to have an impromptu. We'll have an impromptu cold weather survival course. And I'm also talking to a guy that owns a survival company to start a little bit of survival training at the Freedom Center.
Outstanding. That's great. Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
And I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net, where there's an excellent, excellent video to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. If you haven't received this training either in person or by the video, you simply don't know how to properly clean your rifle, do you, Sam?
No. The standard stuff that you find in the grocery stores or the sporting goods stores or the hardware stores or the gun shops for cleaning rifles doesn't address the three types of fouling that are in a rifle. In a rifle, you have powder fouling, which everyone knows about, and they take their little hoppies hoop on the end of their cleaning rod and a patch that they stick through the slot, and they put hoppies on it, and they push it through there. And that solvent works a little bit on the powder fouling. And that's pretty much what people know. And unfortunately, that's only a third of the story. There's also copper fouling from the copper jacket on the lands and grooves of the rifle barrel. And then there's a third type of fouling, which is in the first 4 to 6 inches in front of the throat of the barrel. It's a hard carbon fouling that can build up and cause the pressures to go up, cause accuracy to go down, and cause all kinds of issues trying to control trajectory. So people that are in the precision game that have to control velocity and trajectory know how to deal with all three types of fouling. And if you don't know that you need different products and different techniques to remove each type of fouling quickly, you got to be able to get all three types of fouling out of your gun If you don't know how to do that, then that video will be invaluable to you. It will really help you a lot.
Absolutely. I've helped a number of men and women learn how to clean their properly clean their rifle with that video and a handwritten version of it. And I encourage everybody to watch this video and make notes and get all the different products. It's about, seven, eight different products you need?
Well, you need Butch's Boar Shine. You're probably going to want to get some sweet 7.62 ammonia-based solvent. There's other good copper removers out there, but that's the one we like the best. Montana Extreme also works well. And you're going to want to get some JB Boar Paste to work that hard carbon and get some penetrating oil, Croil, or penetrating oil from a hardware store. It all works good to soften that carbon before you use the JB Boar Paste to sweep it out of there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got open line. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Anything new and exciting in the world of optics that people need to know about?
Well, I don't have anything specific right now, but looking at what iRay is doing with the big sale that they just had and some of the other things that are going on, I suspect iRay is going to come out with something pretty spectacular for 2024. We're probably not going to see it until the SHOT Show. But they ran that sale basically to use up all of their 640 by 512 engines. And I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what they come out with next. So I'll be looking for that. But we may not see it until the SHOT Show in January. I'm hoping they come out with it early and have a big sale at Christmas to introduce the new technology, because I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Quick segue here. I'm watching a video from Fox News at Eagle Pass, Texas, where a National Guardsman puts a ladder down for the illegal aliens to climb up the ladder and enter the United States illegally.
Was that a Border Patrol guy or a military guy?
National Guard. National Guard.
Well, that's treason. Straight up treason. That's disgusting.
Well, that's what's going on. There's a whole line of illegals lined up going through the concertina wire and then climbing up this ladder. Looks like a Connex is the final barrier, and the ladder is placed down by the National Guardsmen for the illegals to climb up onto the Connex and enter the United States illegally.
Wow. Well, John, I have a new reason to ignore the libtards and communists wanting gun control. And it kind of goes like this. Never take advice from someone about gun control that loses an $80 million fighter jet.
Yeah. Yep. That was quite a little event we had last week, wasn't it?
If you can't keep control or keep track of your fighter jets that can carry bombs and missiles, I'm not taking advice from you on gun control.
Well, even a small trainer like a Cessna aircraft will have a transponder where the authorities, the Federal Aviation Commission Administration, can keep track of the Cessna. Your most basic, simple aircraft has a transponder that works, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, can you imagine this sophisticated fighter jet that's had nothing but computer problems and it's fly-by-wire? It needs the computers to stay in the air, and the transponder doesn't even work on it?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Heads should be rolling over this right now. I haven't heard of a single person that's been fired over this incident.
Well, in addition, it's not all that well known, but it's publicly not public knowledge that you can't fly the world's most expensive jet fighter, the F-35, in a thunderstorm. Here's our 5-hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Keep out odds, says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertymen.com. We have new products there. We'll be talking this coming Friday with the grand-nephew of Royal Rife. That would be Matthew Rife, who's put the Rife machine back into production. Details are at thelibertymen.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Yes, he will answer the telephone Wednesday if you want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. The thermal imaging is getting smaller and better and less expensive, isn't it, Sam?
Yes, it is. And the resolution's better. The displays are better. So a lot of people don't realize how night vision and thermal work. We can talk about that for a moment, kind of explain. Night vision takes actual light from starlight or the moon or vapor particles in the air from starlight, sunlight, moonlight, whatever. And in the dark, when it looks really dark to you, it's not really dark. There's starlight and moonlight out there, generally speaking. depending on the position of the moon and how many clouds are in the air. But there's always some light available. The question is how much. And a night vision device takes that light and those photons that bounce off an object, and they hit the objective lens of your night vision device. Actually, it winds up going into the cell of an intensifier tube. When one photon hits one cell, it creates a cascade of electrons that go to your display screen, and a computer controls that. Microchip controls that. And then your eye sees the display screen in shades of green or shades of black and white if you have a white phosphor night vision device. And that's what your eye sees. You actually see ambient light magnified by an electron ratio to a display screen. Interesting thing about night vision is it's very easy to camouflage from. And I tell people all the time, I can teach a chimpanzee to camouflage himself from night vision in about 7 minutes. Now let's talk about thermal. Thermal doesn't use reflected light. It uses emitted energy. So we have a number, you know, more than 400 degrees below zero, we call absolute zero. That's when there's no molecular movement, there's no electron movement, and there's no heat being emitted. Anything above absolute zero is emitting some type of heat or radiation. Now, it's hard to think of an ice cube or a block of dry ice at 10 below emitting radiation, but it does. It just doesn't emit very much in the long wave spectrum of heat. But the human body, things that are alive, brake rotors, engines, tires that flex, trees that absorb sunlight radiation all day and then emit some of that radiation in the form of heat at night, all those things have a different level of heat that they admit that they emit from their surface. And that's what the thermal sight sees. So there doesn't need to be any light at all. No moonlight, no starlight. It can be completely cloudy and you're going to get a good defined thermal image. Not to mention the fact that it's very, very difficult to train someone to camouflage themselves from a thermal signal. You not only need training, you need technology to do that. And so the thermal sight is very, very effective for locating threats. Now you put a crosshair on it, or a crosshair that has hash marks for reticle, and now that thermal sight becomes a very effective short, mid, and long-range weapon. So not only can you identify threats quickly and decisively, but you can also eliminate them. That's what makes the thermal sight properly designed and implemented such a powerful tool on a rifle in the United States of America.
That's great advice. And this technology... And we've talked about this before, but anything involving transistors, resistors, and diodes, every year or less, it gets smaller, gets better, and gets less expensive. And that's certainly true with thermal imaging, isn't it?
Right. And I really like the iRay Micro setup, not just because it's small, light, and compact, and it's got a really good 640 by 512 thermal engine on it. It's got a nice display screen. It has better contrast than a lot of the competitive sites do. And it has this really effective red hot feature that literally allows you to see eyeballs through things like cedar trees, right? Which are generally very good at blocking or confusing thermal signal. So it's a very interesting piece. It's very effective. And it will work well out to 400, 600 yards, no worries. That's past the distance most people are going to shoot with their M4s or their AR-15s anyway. And it's very light and very compact. But it also gives you the ability to collimate in front of a sniper weapon scope, which is really a cool deal because you can do a great job locating things at 500, 600, 700 yards away when you collimate this thing in front of a night force scope. And I love the 5 to 25 power ATAC-R. You turn that scope down to 5 power, you collimate that micro in front of it, and you've really got something there. You've got a really effective, compact, lightweight tool that is incredibly effective for use in the dark.
All great advice, and I hope people will pay heed and get their thermal imaging now while they can. The availability of thermal imaging is limited. If 1% of all the farm owners in this country wanted thermal imaging at the same time, it would be sold out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. But we've got a lot of thermal out in Americans' hands right now, and we need about 10 million more out in Americans' hands. Because when the stuff hits the fan scenarios occur, the conflicts will be decided in the dark. This is the thing that everyone needs to understand very, very clearly. Your deer hunting rifle with your deer hunting scope is not going to work for you. You need a semi-auto rifle where you can detect and eliminate threats in the dark. I would highly suggest, if you're in an urban environment, a 300 blackout with an IRA micro on it. I would highly suggest in a suburb environment, a 6.5 Grendel or an AR-15. If it's very dense population, maybe a 300 blackout. And if you're in a rural environment, I would look at the 6.5 Grendel and a micro on top. These are the things that we defend America with. And right now, that combination will definitely do the job.
Good to know. Good to know. And when you're not using your thermal imaging, it's good to keep it in a Faraday cage, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the easiest way to make a Faraday cage.
Let's do that.
You get a galvanized trash can, a really nice round new galvanized trash can with a nice round lid that seals up really well. Now, you duct tape over the holes of the handle of the trash can very carefully, and you clean with degreaser, paint degreaser, or contact cleaner, or carb cleaner, whatever. You degrease the inside of that can extremely well. And then you spray or roll truck bed liner in the can and spray or roll truck bed liner underneath on the inside of the lid. Okay? Once you patch the holes and you've got 3 or 4 layers of truck bed liner on that can, then you simply get some static proof bags, put an extra cell phone, an extra laptop, batteries, chargers, any type of computer, radio equipment, that you need to preserve, night vision or thermal, and you put it in a static proof bag, seal the end of the bag, stick it in the can, and put the lid on. And people laugh at me all the time. They come over to my house and I show them this. That's not going to block electromagnetic radiation. How is that going to defeat an EMP pulse? Okay. And I said, all right, give me your phone. And they give me your phone, and I call up their number on my phone, and I stick their phone in the trash can that's coated with truck bed liner, and I put the lid on, and I say, call your phone. And they call it, and it goes straight to voicemail, and the phone's not ringing. I start hang up, and I pull the lid off the can, and I go, call your phone. And they call their phone, and it instantly rings sitting in the trash can. And they always have a surprised look on their face like, that really does block electromagnetic signals. But yep. A really good, round, galvanized trash can with a tight-fitting lid coated with truck bed liner or what we call polyurethane, right? That will do the job. Now, if you want a little extra protection, you put your item in a static-proof bag. You wrap it in bubble wrap, you wrap it in foil, you wrap it in bubble wrap, and you wrap it in foil, and you wrap it in bubble wrap, and you stick it in a can. And that there is no level of EMP that's going to go through that.
That'll do it. And it's simple, it's inexpensive, and it works. It's a win-win situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have 3 EMP cans for my stuff. So, you know, maybe you can't fit all your stuff in one can. We'll coat 2 cans and get on with it.
It's good to make sure everything is blocked with metal tape. For example, a lot of times there's holes where the handles are, and those need to be covered with metal tape, don't they?
Yeah, you can block those with metal tape. You can actually use regular duct tape, and if you get enough truck bed liner over those holes, you don't even need metal tape to stop the signal.
Well, it's simple, it's inexpensive, and it works. And I do the same thing myself. And
You know, John, since we're talking about prep stuff, let's add one more thing that's really important: water indoors. So I bought these 600-gallon water tanks, and I built a stacked two on top of each other. I built a 4x4-foot box with 2x12s.
Right.
And I stacked both frames 2x12, so it's like 23 inches high. And then I put a double layer. I cut a 4x4 3/4-inch oak plywood and set that on top. Okay. And I build a plus sign of 2x12s in the middle of this 4x4 frame and then put the plywood on top. Then I put the 600-gallon round, almost 4-foot diameter tank on top of that platform. And then I put a gate valve on it, so I have two water spigots teed out away from it. I can throw 2 7-gallon buckets underneath each spigot coming off the gate valve, open the gate valve, open the hose spigots, and I can put 5 gallons in each one of those 7-gallon buckets in about 8 seconds. And I have two of those in my garages, right? So 1,200 gallons. And I have a filter system that I can plug the hose into, and I can fill that 600-gallon tank with virus-free water with a filter that goes down to 0.1 micron. And then I throw 4 ounces of chlorine bleach in there, and that tank is covered with dark, hefty trash bags, right? Thick, contractor-type trash bags, you know, 5-mil thick bags. So no light gets in there. That water will keep for 8 months. And then at the end of 8 months, I drain it out. I refill it with virus-free water, throw 4 more ounces of bleach in there. You know what 600 gallons of water adds to my water bill every month? $4.
$4. All right.
$4 of water to refill a 600-gallon tank. So $8 every 8 months, and I've got 1,200 gallons of clean virus-free water. Now, you need, keep in mind, depending on your family size, you're going to need 3 gallons per day per person for hydration, for cooking food, and for hygiene. You need 3 gallons per day per person. That's a minimum you can get by with long term.
That's right. 3 gallons per person. And that's very minimal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's bare minimum. I mean, you're washing with 3/4 gallon out of a basin, right? When you're cleaning your body, you're not putting 30 gallons in a tub and taking a nice long hot bath. You know, you're doing the wash job that a nurse does on someone who can't be pulled out of a bed, right?
Right.
But you're doing that to minimize water usage. But you can stay clean, you can stay hydrated, and you can cook enough food to stay healthy with 3 gallons per person per day.
Well, during the Tet Offensive, I learned to take a bath out of an M1 steel helmet, which was not quite a gallon of water. It works. You can actually get fairly clean if you know what you're doing. And it's very refreshing, and it's good for morale to be clean, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, and it's good to be healthy and not have disease.
Exactly.
Right? But keep in mind, you've got to cook food, you've got to clean those pots, you've got to keep your body clean, you got to bathe at least every other day, you know, if you're a female, every third day if you're a male. And a 600-gallon tank, if you divide that by 3, right, that's only 200 days for one person.
Right.
So every 600-gallon tank will provide enough water to keep someone alive, one person alive for 200 days, two people alive for 100 days. So think about that.
Right, right. Well, every Ozark homestead had either a spring or a well, so they'd have clean drinking water. It's been 200 years since you could drink from open water source in the Ozarks and not get sick, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I would never, even 200 years ago, I would never have drank from an open water source, right? Because birds, insects, bears, raccoons, they poop in the water. They pee in the water, right?
That's right.
You know, we talk about the ocean being the fish's toilet. We joke about that as spear fishermen, right? But mm-hmm. the salt in the ocean has a way of keeping the ocean relatively healthy. And we still have things like red tides and bacterial and viral issues even in salt water. So don't ever assume that water is safe. Filter it through a water purifier that will give you virus-free water. The only thing we don't have technology that's 100% on is we can't filter prions. Prions are so small. They're even smaller than viruses. Prion is actually a protein, an infectious protein that's not even alive. It's tough to kill. It's way smaller than a virus, and it's very tough to filter.
We can't kill something that's not alive, can you?
Exactly, John. Yeah, exactly right. I think someone was saying, someone wrote in an article, you need 2,000 plus degrees to destroy a prion, certain types of prions. So, you know, as long as we're not dealing with prions, we're good to go. But I think we're
all good. We have a break. Right back.
Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
A clip from the future, an audio clip of the U.S. Marines marching on the White House to arrest President Biden and the two fake Bidens. That's my fantasy. How about you, Sam?
Oh, I don't know. I have dreams about us going to paper ballots and fixing this country through fair elections and honest elections, you know.
Well, President Trump is advocating that now also.
Yeah, and we've been advocating that since before Trump lost the election. If Trump had kept his promises and drained the swamp, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now. Yep. But he didn't do that, so we're in a little bit of trouble. You know,
we are absolutely. Well, we got about 2 minutes here, 2-3 minutes for your final thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, I think it's really important that people understand that they have to take care of themselves. If you don't eat clean food and you don't exercise and you don't keep above a certain threshold of physical fitness, when things go bad and there's stress, you're gonna crumble like a dry old cookie, right? Under the stress, under the pressure. And having clean water, having freeze-dried food, having the ability to filter virus-free water, being smart enough not to make health decisions based on fear, but make them on real science, all these things are really important. But I want to tell you something. 2 Chronicles 7:14 has a little bit different take on it, and I want to share that.
Okay.
Verse 14 says, "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land." How about we add that to our prepping routine?
That's great. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, Sam, thank you as always. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. Have a great week.
John, I always appreciate you. Guys, don't forget to donate to RBN. They're one of the few sources out there you can get truth from. And you guys have a great week and let freedom ring. John, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, thank you. Well, as always, Farmers Monday went quite well. We had some great calls. And looking forward to a full week here. Tomorrow we have the Tuesday morning roundtable. That's always very popular. We have a new guest beginning this Friday. We have Royal Rife's grandnephew. The Rife Machine is back in production. I've been waiting for this for 20-plus years. Dr. Horowitz on Wednesday, on Thursday, of course. And, of course, my friend Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist on Wednesday. A full week, as always. We'll have Dr. Scott Huff with us back Friday, and Marie Lasseter, the coroner of Crawford of Texas County, with us Friday as well. Always a full week, always a lot to learn. I enjoy learning this stuff also as much as you all do. And as Sam said, if you like what you hear in Republic Broadcasting, please make a donation. As if the day, get your medical supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the big, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.